Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A massive electoral exercise is underway in Gujarat, with over 25,000 candidates vying for nearly 9,300 seats across 393 civic bodies, making it one of the largest simultaneous local body elections in India. First, let's understand the scale of this election. Gujarat is holding elections for 15 municipal corporations, 84 municipalities, 34 district panchayats, and 260 taluka panchayats. What makes this significant is that these elections will decide 9,262 seats with 25,537 candidates in the fray. Remember this number, 9,262 seats are up for grabs. This is a huge exercise, and the results will be declared on 28 April 2026. Now, let's turn to a historic feature of this election cycle. For the first time in Gujarat's history, 7 out of 34 district panchayat president posts are reserved for OBC candidates. This follows a Supreme Court framework that requires states to conduct an empirical inquiry into OBC backwardness at the local body level, determine the quantum of reservation not exceeding 50% in aggregate, and notify reserved seats by category before polls. The Supreme Court had held that OBC reservation in local bodies is not automatic. It requires fresh data collection. Gujarat's move signals compliance with this framework. Building on this, it is worth noting that the Gujarat State Election Commission has deployed a multi-VM system for the 15 municipal corporations. This system links two or more EVMs to cover all candidates in a single ballot, which is necessary because some wards have over 50 candidates, exceeding a single EVM's ballot capacity. This multi-EVM system was first used in Tamil Nadu and Karnataka local body elections. Now, let's look at the key municipal corporations and the political context. Gujarat local body elections are traditionally seen as a BJP bastion test, with the party controlling most urban local bodies for 3 decades. However, the 2026 elections come at a time when the Aam Aadmi Party had made inroads in the 2021 Surat municipal elections, but now faces a more formidable BJP machinery post-2022 assembly win. The Congress is also rebuilding after its 2022 state poll collapse. And here is something that surprises many students. The OBC reservation for panchayat president posts is a direct competition for community votes. With that background in place, let's look at the Panchayati Raj significance. Local body elections are critical for constitutional provisions in the UPSC context. Article 243 deals with panchayats, while Article 243G outlines their powers and functions as listed in the 11th schedule. Article 243T pertains to reservation in municipalities, and Article 243D deals with reservation in panchayats. Note this carefully, OBC reservation in Panchayati Raj institutions requires the triple test, which includes empirical inquiry, proportionality, and a 50% cap aggregate. The State Election Commission, an independent constitutional body under Article 243K, is responsible for the superintendence of local body elections. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The election covers 393 civic bodies, including 15 municipal corporations, 84 municipalities, 34 district panchayats, and 260 taluka panchayats. The election decides 9,262 seats from among 25,537 candidates. 7 district panchayat president posts are reserved for OBC candidates, a first in Gujarat's history. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The keywords to remember are Gujarat local body elections, OBC reservation, triple test, SEC, 73rd Amendment, Panchayati Raj, and district panchayat president. These concepts are crucial for your mains preparation, and understanding the nuances of local body elections and Panchayati Raj will help you tackle related questions with confidence. In conclusion, the Gujarat local body elections are a significant event, not just for the state but also for the country, as they reflect the evolving dynamics of local governance and the implementation of constitutional provisions. The introduction of OBC reservation for Panchayat President posts marks a new chapter in the state's electoral history, and its implications will be closely watched by political observers and UPSC aspirants alike.